It was Jessica who suggested it, and she called and asked if she could write a book. And I thought, well, isn't that great? This woman is coming up to the Capitol, and she's going to write a book. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, she's going to tell about how we cut more taxes than any governor in history, and how we developed more energy in the shortest period of time in any time in history, and created more jobs with higher wages than any governor in the history of Montana. And so I was kind of excited. And when she got to the Capitol and she said, actually, I want to write a book about your dog, I thought, well, a book's still a book. This book is called First Dog, Unleashed in the Montana Capitol. I don't know how many dogs you've met, but I bet none of them has a story like mine. My story is about how a little cow dog from a small town in Montana, that's me, came to work with the governor at the state capitol. My name is Jag. I'm a border collie. I was born on a ranch near Whitefish on April 22, 2004. I was the last pup born in a litter of eight. All of my brothers and sisters are special in some way. One is the oldest, one is the fastest, one is the silliest, and one can herd better than all the rest. One is an expert at tongue twisters. The cat catchers can't catch caught cats. One can howl with a perfect pitch, and one can catch frisbees in midair. Me, I'm just the last pup. Let me tell you how the last pup grew up to be the first dog. When I was just 7 months old, the people of Montana chose a member of my human family to be governor. My brothers and sisters stayed behind at the ranch, and my human family left our quiet ranch and moved to the capital city, Helena, and they took me with them. Goodbye, little Jag, my brothers and sisters said as we loaded up in the pickup truck and bounced down the gravel road. I live with the governor's family in the governor's mansion. It's a big house just for governors. Every morning, I get up early and go straight to my bowl in the kitchen for breakfast. Let's go, Jag, the governor says when he finishes his toast and eggs. Then the governor and I walk the 2 blocks to the Capitol. The dogs here in the city are different. They aren't cow dogs like me. Hi, I say to the first dog I see. Know any good places to chase cows? Woof, he says, sticking his nose up in the air and walking away. You must be new around here. It's no different with the curly-haired dogs or the fancy dogs. They all look down their snouts at me, except the little dogs, and they look up and yip. Governor and I walk up to the big funny-shaped building called the Capitol. This is some fancy barn. On the lawn, instead of herds of cows and sheep, there are squirrels everywhere racing from tree to tree. How I want to chase those herds of squirrels. We climb the steps of the Capitol and walk down the long hallway to the governor's office. The floor is shiny and I can see my reflection. The hall echoes with the sounds of hurried footsteps and people talking on cell phones. This place is so busy, it's not quiet like the ranch. The governor settles into his big soft chair and begins to work, writing and talking on the phone, meeting with people. There are so many people. I can barely find a place to sit with all the feet and stacks of papers all around. But I find a quiet place under a desk to hide. Psh! What's that, I wonder? An office cat? Psst! Hey! The sound is coming from the window. It's ever so slightly opened. I stick my nose out and sniff. Hiya, Jag, says the squirrel from the other side of the glass. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? This catches me by surprise. Squirrels are kind of like gophers, and the gophers back home never said a word. I'm Sid, the squirrel says. Nice to meet you. Hey, for a black and white pooch, you sure seem blue. Isn't it fun to be the big dog around here? I'm the only dog around here, I tell him. Oh, you're just looking at it wrong, he says. I like to sit here and watch him run around from room to room, shuffling papers, coming and going. Watch who? I ask. You know, those two-legged types, Sid explains. Big things happen around here, but this place isn't just for them. It's for us little guys, too. That's why we're glad you're here. As I listen to all the excitement above, the phone ringing, the people talking, I figure out that the people in the Capitol seem to be two different teams, Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes they get along, and sometimes they don't. Dogs, they aren't Democrats or Republicans. We're just dogs. Suddenly, something big and gray smacks into the window. It sort of looks like one of those chickens back at the ranch. The bird pokes its little beak into the window and says, "Hello there, Jag. I'm Phoebe. I'm a pigeon." Wow, this bird not only talks, but she knows my name. "We pigeons have been around the Capitol for a long time," says Phoebe, straightening her ruffled feathers. "If you want to know what's going on here, just ask us." I tell her that what I want to know is where are the other dogs? Phoebe says there aren't any other dogs here, just me. That can't be, I drop my head and bury in my paws. "Listen, meet me at the window in the House chamber. Take the secret passage," she says, pointing at the small opening in one of the walls. I press against the wall and it moves like a door. I slip through the passage into a room with a fireplace. Dodging feet, I sneak down the hall until I see the door that reads House Chamber, just as Phoebe had said. Then I see it. It's another dog. I run to the end of the very large room where the dog is walking through some grass. "Hello," I say to the dog, who stares straight ahead. "Incoming," yells Phoebe, who again smacks into the window. "Oh, hon, that's just a painting. It's not a real dog." As I get close, I see she's right. "This is the room where the House of Representatives meets," says Phoebe. "They work together with the governor and the senators and judges to make Montana great. See, it's kind of like branches of the tree." "Oh, great," I say. "More people and more piles of paper. My ears and tail droop, and no dogs." "Jag," a familiar voice calls. My ears perk up. The governor is calling. I say goodbye to Phoebe and race back to him. He's got his coat and my leash, and we're out the door. We just got here, and we're leaving already. Governors sure move around a lot. Before I know it, we're at the airport, running toward a small plane with roaring engines. The pilot says the weather's great where we're headed. I get my very own seat on the plane. I watch out the window as we speed faster and faster down the runway. Suddenly, the plane's nose tips up, and we launch into the sky. And Helena grows smaller and smaller below us. We fly over cities, farms, and mountain ranges, and wide open prairies. I look out the window and imagine my sister herding cows back in Whitefish. I wonder if my brother is still entertaining the barn cats with his tongue twisters. They'd never believe that the last pup in the litter was flying through the clouds in an airplane. When the plane lands in Glendive, the governor and I hop in a pickup truck. I smile and sniff the breeze as we drive down the highway to a parade. Besides squirrels and frisbee, parades are a cow dog's favorite thing. I stick close to the governor as he waves to the crowd and shake hands. He brought our football, and he throws it to the kids along the parade route. The kids laugh and toss it back. Oh, how I want to chase that ball. The governor again lobs the football. This time, it's to a little girl with two dark braids. Beside her is a tiny pup staying close by her to avoid being stepped on. "Wow, are you really the first dog?" asks the awestruck pup. "Nah, I'm just a cow dog from Whitefish," I say. "I grew up on a ranch, the last pup in the litter." The little girl with the two braids smiles and throws the ball right back to the governor. "Look at you," the little dog says, with excitement only puppies have. "You're not the last pup anymore. You're the first dog." Suddenly, the girl with the dark braids hugs me tight around my neck. "Well, if I can be the first dog," I tell the pup, "anyone can." A few weeks later, I'm hanging out in the governor's office in my favorite place under his desk. He's opening letters from kids around Montana, And he leans down and shows me one very special letter. It's from the little girl with the dark braids. Inside the letter is a drawing of her behind the governor's desk with her pup sitting proudly at her feet. Jag realizes that he has a job at the Capitol. He helps the governor reach out to the people of Montana and make friends. Without Jag, the little girl might not have known that she, one day, could be governor and her pup could be the first dog. These days, I trot proudly past the fancy dogs out on the walks. Some of the little dogs still yip, and the curly-haired dogs mostly still ignore me. But it's okay, because I'm a dog with an important job. I help the governor make friends with the people of Montana in the largest cities and the smallest towns, and I inspire even the littlest kids and pups to dream big. So every day, I wave at Sid and Phoebe and leap up the stairs and run across the slippery floor of the rotunda, and I race down the Hall of Governors past the one with the brushy eyebrows and the one with the beard and the one with the handlebar mustache. And at the very end of the hall is a picture of my governor. And next to him, sitting proudly, is me, the first dog. In fact, people come to the Capitol and walk into the office. And imagine that. You're from all across Montana, and maybe it's your first time walking into that big Capitol. And your mission is to go down the hall and actually go into the office of the governor. And so they walk in, and some are rather timid, and they say to the receptionist, "Is this the governor's office?" And the receptionist says, well, of course. And they say, do you think we could take a picture with Jag?" And the receptionists, you know, they think, oh boy, here we go again. So they whistle, and out of my office runs Jag, and he runs up to him, and he goes down the line, shakes each one of their hands.
Oh,
and
yes, he shook then, my hand.
And then he sits down and smiles, takes a picture with them, and they go back to Weibo or Plevna or Lewistown, and Jag runs back in and gets down underneath the desk at my office, and uh-huh. I continue to work, and really not so many come in to ask to shake my hand or to take a picture with me, but Jag's my partner. He's a handsome dog.
Not as good looking as you, of course.
No, he's much, much better looking than me and smart. He's a Border Collie, and of course, Border Collies mm-hmm. are the smartest of all breeds. Jag's good, and mm-hmm. he started when he was just a pup in the city, and he spent a lot of time with me personally, mm-hmm. and we've been in a lot of different situations, and so he'll do about whatever I ask him to do. He'll lay down, lay over, roll over, shake, jump up, catch frisbees, welcome people. He loves to take pictures, and when we sign bills at the Capitol, he'll jump up and put two paws on the desk, and then right before the camera snaps the picture, he puts his paw directly on the bill as I sign it.